This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're here in Lisbon, Northern Ireland, for the RNIB Tech Fair. And I'm joined now by the Mayor of Lisbon. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. It's so great to be here. It's been such a wonderful morning already, getting to meet some of the exhibit holders here today and see all the latest technology that's on display here today.
How important is it to have events like these where local people can get hands-on with new technology and new improvements?
I think it's critically important. I think for a lot of people, technology can often be a very uncomfortable barrier for them. They don't know how to get the technology they need. They don't know how to use it. And sometimes that alone prevents people from even seeking out that technology. Here today, they can see the technology on display. They can actually talk to people who know how to use it, can show them how to use it, and maybe get them more comfortable with some of the technologies that they can use here today to give them a more equitable life.
Is there something that has stuck out to you so far today that has surprised you maybe?
Yeah, I was really interested in the VR display, Empify Eyes, I think it's called. And basically you put it on and it shows you what people who have visual impairments face on a day-to-day life. So it puts you in a virtual world and they progressively change the different options to show what people with, for example, glaucoma and stuff face on a day-to-day basis. And I think something like that is really powerful because obviously sometimes parents have children that have visual impairments and they don't know how to sort of fully understand or empathize with their child. So that gives them a chance to really put that on and to actually see what their child's facing and actually get a better understanding of those conditions. I think something like that is really, really incredible, you know, and it's only with improvements in technology that something that's able to exist.
And in Lisbon, are you aware of maybe some of the challenges that face your partially sighted and blind constituents?
Yes, absolutely, of course. I'm really good friends with a man called David Mann, and David Mann would be quite well known in the NRNB circles. And David is always pushing for our council to do much more in terms of helping people with visual impairments to access their services we have. And just simple things, for example, one of the big ones that David always brings up to me is about wheelie bins, is about sometimes when the bin men take out the wheelie bins and don't put them back where they're meant to go. Something like that for a person who is blind can be a really significant barrier. So we've tried to work on that as a council, try to get, you know, our bin men and stuff and understanding that and understanding how people with those visual impairments face. So for us as a council, it's really important. It's something we're always trying to strive better towards and something we always want to hear feedback on to see how we can improve that.
And of course, this is a one-day event, but there are lots of things that will hopefully carry forward in the local community past today.
Absolutely. I hope this is really beneficial for many people today. I've been around a couple of different stallholders. I've met a couple of different people attending today from Dublin, Jordanstown, beyond. And I think it's fantastic that they're all here today in Lisburn and able to access the services here. And I hope it does benefit them.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.